USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now on his way to the G7 Economic Summit that begins later today in Quebec, Canada. As he was leaving the White House, the president was asked by reporters about the flak he can expect from a number of G7 leaders, including the host countries, because of the tariffs on steel and aluminum he's ordered.
I love Canada, but they treat us very unfairly on trade. Very, very unfairly. You see the numbers.
Another celebrity suicide, this time Chef Anthony Bourdain at 61.
When you travel as much as I have, you become aware of how other people live, how hard their lives are.
CNN says Bourdain was found dead in a French hotel room, the cause of death not released, but it has been ruled a suicide. It happens just days after fashion designer Kate Spade commits suicide in New York City. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Former presidential hopeful, now U.S. Senate candidate Mitt Romney says Republicans can be expected to keep control of Congress after this year's midterm elections. The Utah Republican making that prediction yesterday during his welcome speech for his annual Experts and Enthusiasts Summit. Romney said economic growth and higher incomes will help the GOP when voters go to the polls in November. And he says President Trump would easily win re-election in 2020.
Officials on Hawaii's Big Island say 600 homes have now been destroyed by lava from the Kilauea volcano. A long dry spell is over in the nation's capital.
It has finally happened. In their 44th year of existence, the Washington Capitals have finally won the Stanley Cup. The Caps beat the Golden Knights 4-3 in Game 5 of the final last night in Vegas, winning the series 4-1. It marks the first major pro sports championship for D.C. since 1992. I'm Glenn Clark.
And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Racetracks and casinos are ready to take bets in New Jersey, though it's not clear when the governor there will be signing a bill legalizing sports betting in the state. Lawmakers did approve the bill yesterday, but sources have said that the bill could be a bargaining chip in negotiations when it comes to the state budget. Governor Phil Murphy's in favor of legalizing sports gaming, but he's reportedly not expected to sign the bill for at least the next few days. Delaware is the first state in the nation to have already officially launched expanded sports betting after the U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way to do so with a ruling a couple of weeks ago. Five federal prisons taking in ICE detainees, as we hear from USA Radio's John DeMaster.
U.S. authorities transfer 1,600 ICE immigration detainees to federal prisons, signifying the first large-scale use of federal prisons to hold detainees who enter the U.S. illegally. ICE spokesperson saying that five federal prisons will temporarily take in detainees that await civil immigration court hearings, which include asylum seekers.
And the Washington Capitals are Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history. They beat the Golden Knights of Las Vegas 4-3 in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final in Vegas last night. Now tonight, the Golden State Warriors go for back-to-back NBA championships in Game 4 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.